Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Scott defines who I am as a person, and I will never turn my back on Scott.
Ha! Looking back, I have no regrets.
You should.
Remember we used to play Scott? We don't play Scott anymore.
We don't play Scott anymore. We don't play Scott anymore.
The worst class. Prince Buska. Give us our name, our first hit. Our first album title, What Did He Ever Do For Us? Because Buster, he sold the heat with a rock steady beat. I know the kids are nothing about nothing up in the street. A ghost dance is preparing. You gotta help us with your feet. Cause if you're not in the mood to dance, well step back, grab yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. And bust up on me over with your focus and shovel me up my feet. Even if I kept on running, I'd never get to the street. So I say there's nothing left to say for the man who set the beat. And I'll leave it up to you out there to get hit back. Boys and girls, and you, sir. Hello, mate. You want to watch out, mate? Be afraid. Be very afraid. In the blue corner, weighing in at 6,744 kilos, it's Mr. Lee J. Kitts.
Hey, this is Suggs. You're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy on whatever it is, FM. Thank you.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! One step beyond!
Thank you. Yeah, good evening. Scott Show with Beefy fans. Different start to the show because had some very, very sad news on the weekend. Guy I've known for a long, long time called Nick Snyder up in Brisbane. We used to put on a series of gigs called the Sick Kids Skank, where we put on a load of ska bands and we basically raised money for the kids' hospital up there, the Mater Children's. And the gigs were very, very successful. We had an absolute ball putting them on. And unfortunately, Nick, after a fairly short illness, passed away on Friday. Quite young, but unfortunately, Nick, got sick and didn't quite pull through, unfortunately. So it's quite a sad day for our little ska community. Nick was quite active in amongst music and a whole lot of other things, the Vespa clubs and things like that. And love life, love music. And, absolutely gutting news for me. I knew Nick from, 20 years close to. And, there was a guy that I bonded very, very closely with, and we absolutely had a ball, and we loved doing stuff to raise money for sick kids. And when found out the news on the weekend, it's, just remind you of your own mortality. So, I kicked the show off tonight. Basically with Madness the Prince, which was Nick's basically all-time favorite song, I believe. He absolutely loved the Prince, so all live versions. Strange Tenants headlined the last one of our gigs. We actually got the band back together. They've been on a break for a long time, and Nick convinced Bruce to get the guys back together to play for us, and what a show that was. It was absolutely incredible to see Strange Tenants after a bit of time off play for, they played all night. In fact, we had to kick them off stage. They were having so much fun. It was brilliant. The Porkers, Alcohol. The Porkers headlined one of our gigs, and that's fair to say, it didn't draw too much of a crowd. There were so many gigs on the same night. There were ska gigs on, there were punk gigs on. Tough night, but Pete and the boys pushed through, and we got a couple of hundred in. It was a great night. The Porkers are fantastic. And then Area 7, probably what an awesome night Area 7 put on for us. Nothing was too much trouble. The boys came in, Steve-O, and Steve-O remembers fondly that night and realised that we were doing it to raise money. It was a charity thing, and nothing, again, was too much trouble for anyone. And Nick went a long way to putting those shows on and making the bands feel happy and comfortable and realise nobody was making money out of it. It was all going to a good cause. So, Nick, if you're listening, buddy, rest in noise. You absolutely deserve it. But, mate, can't believe the news. And like I said, it was one of those times where we wouldn't talk for months and months, and then you pick up the phone and we'd pick up as though we'd talked the day before. So absolute sad day, and I wish that things could be different, and under different circumstances they probably would, but there you go. So probably in this first hour I'm going to play a lot of the bands that actually played on those gigs. Now I'm going to have to rack my memory, because we were famed for having full bills. We really were. I'm going to shout out to Paul Pablo Edwards. This is one of his bands that played quite regularly for us. They were called King Tide. They were called The King Tides. They were called all sorts of things. But this was one of their best songs. It's called Bar Flies. And again, absolutely massive, massive tribute to a good friend of mine, Nick Snyder, that passed away on Friday. Couldn't have done it without you, buddy. Anyway, King Tide, Bar Flies.
I know, sitting there just with the blokes. Swill some beer, we'll share a toke. I'm hanging there just with my friends. Want these days to never end. The publican says it's time and then it's on we go, but we'll be back again. Let's go to the pub. 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 Next day's work is at an end. The boss, he wants to talk again. Overtime might be the go. We don't care, we'll get more dough. And we can go down to the pub and never bet for the punters club. Or waste our money all on the pokes, or just sit around telling dirty jokes. I want these days to never end. Laugh and talk and drinking with my friends. The pub's the place that we like to go, and you will always know. You can find us at the pub. Let's go to 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 the pub.
Let's go to the pub.
Let's go to the pub.
Let's go to the pub.
Let's go to the pub.
Let's go to the pub. Masita. They've been making quality apparel since 1933. A great range of sports gear for all ball sports and all corporate wear. Doesn't matter what sport you play, Masita have the kit for you. Masita offers a full catalogue of on-field and off-field apparel. It's the best quality money can buy. Get in touch, 1300 Masita or masita.com.au.
Yeah, Furious Turtles, who played on the Strange Tenants gig, which was pretty astonishing. They hadn't played for a long time together as well, and Nick managed to get those guys back together to play with the Strange Tenants, and what a night that was. Furious Turtles were brilliant. They were fantastic, considering they hadn't played together. I believe it was like 10 years, 15 years more, possibly. And yeah, they even did a couple of rehearsals, got back together, and bang, straight at it. It was great to see. I am reliving the Sick Kids Skank that myself and Nick Snyder used to put on, celebrating all things ska up in Brisbane, and raising money for the Mater Children's Hospital, especially for music therapy. We actually put money directly into music therapy programs, especially for the kids suffering from cancer and leukemia and stuff like that in the hematology, oncology areas. Just crazy stuff. And myself and Nick, yeah. did it. We just had so much fun doing it. And unfortunately, Nick got ill himself over the past month and unfortunately didn't pull through and passed away on Friday morning. So I'm honouring Nick straight away with a lot of bands that played on the Sick Kid Skank bills. And these guys also came together and they actually approached us to see if they could play. I think they may have opened on the Area 7 gig. They were called the Brisbane City All Scars. And this is Will I Ever Learn?
I'm I'm a sexual deviant, the only one you can trust.
I'm a sexual deviant, a sex bomb for Brian.
Well, I'm a sexual deviant, honey baby drums.
Yeah, Blowhard. Sexual deviant. Brilliant. Blowhard headlined the first Sick Kid Skank at the Gabba Hotel. And unfortunately, Rollo obviously passed away this year as well, just before going on stage with headlining a gig with the Resonators and Lost Kung Fu Monkeys up in Brisbane. And unbelievably, that happened, you know, right before going on stage. So very much a shame that that happened. And obviously, we're also paying tribute to Nick Snyder, who we put on Sick Kid Skank, who Blowhard headlined the very first one. It's sad to know that the ska scene is absolutely booming all over the world, and yet we're losing good people, aren't we? Rankin Roger, Rollo, Nick Snyder. Unbelievable, really. And like I said, it's life is too short sometimes. It really is. Well, I hope you're enjoying a lot of these tunes and paying tribute to Nick and all the others that have gone before him, because this is the only way I know how, is playing good music, having a bit of fun, and just reflecting, remembering, and paying tribute to those good people in the world. They really are. Nick was a massive Big Bad Manners fan, and he was a skinhead at heart, true skinhead. So this is Skinhead Love Affair Bad Manners.
Too big. I said, I like your two-tone clothes. She said, I like your broken nose. I bought her lots of drinks that night. She bought me nothing but a fight. Said I wasn't Mr. Right. So worried. It was a down the last resort. She stole a shirt, I went to court. She said she'd always stand by me, even when I did DC. I fought about her every day, like lovers do when they're away. She never came to visit me. So worried. It was a love affair.
Yeah, the Kingpins out of Montreal in Canada. They were meant to play on the Sick Kid Skank gigs, and we organised it. We even teed up some flights, I think, but they had some issues getting some visas and had to pull out. And at the, well, not even at the last minute, they did give us notice, but unfortunately, it was a big draw card for us. They would have been the first international act that we would have had on Sick Kid Skank. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be. Before that, Skinhead Love Affair by Bad Manners. This is The Scar Show with Beefy. It's a bit of a somber show at the minute, but I'm playing the tunes, I'm getting through. The ska scene is a family, and the best way that we have of dealing with grief, tragedy, and heartbreak is playing good old-fashioned upbeat music, music that actually makes you happy. Ah, yes. What should we do? We should do, do you know what we should do? We should do The Beat, Tears of a Clown. Well, it's one of my favourites. Pretty sure it's one of Nick's as well. Anyway, here we go. After the break, we will do, we'll get back to normal a little bit. We'll play the covers, the world famous Scar Show with Beefy covers section. And there'll be a lot of new releases. There's been some new songs dropped. Oh, just bang it on through. We'll have some fun for the last hour. We're probably, who knows what I'll bring up. I haven't really had a chance to really plan too much of a show, as you can imagine. Anyway, let's hear The Beat, and then we'll get into the cover section after the break. Tears of a Clown.
Sad,
Yeah, the Beat Tears of a Clown. I've devoted this whole hour to remembering Nick Snyder. My heart goes out to Claire, his wife. They had a bit of a tribe of kids as well. A bit of a Brady Bunch when those two got together. But all the best, and I feel for you. I really, really do. I'm going to finish the first hour. Nick passed away on Friday. So one of his favourite bands, obviously, was The Specials. Why don't we play Friday Night, Saturday Morning? Because all the best, fella, and no doubt I will see you in the very near future.
This next song's about growing up with Coventry. Do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm gonna watch my money go at the Locarno. No, when my feet go through the door, I know what my right time is for. I buy a drink and pull a chair to the edge of the dance floor. Back to bouncing through the night, I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs for the first time. I go out on Friday nights and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday nights and I come home on Saturday morning. I like to venture into town, I like to get a few drinks down. I don't like life, the thing gets dull. The bar is packed, the floor is full. The head party, you take the mind. We can tell the drunken spies, having fun, dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday nights and I go home on Sunday morning. I go out on Friday nights and I come home on Saturday morning.
Slots asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.